This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. It's a la carte Tuesday. We're talking about seafood, and Broly is a casual dining restaurant firmly rooted in representing the essence of cuisines from all over the world. From juicy oysters, succulent grilled meats, contemporary Asian, and to southern hospitality. So there's more to seafood. There are 9 different concept restaurants under one roof. It's headed by T.Y. Ui, who's back. Of course, she's also the owner of Crab Factory in SS2. T.Y., who does not want to reveal what her name is. And she's going to share with us her experience in running these 3 restaurants. So how many restaurants do you have now, T.Y.?
I have 3. One is Crab Factory. One is the new one called Broly that has 9 concepts. And another one, the newest, youngest baby, is Crab Hut in Cyberjaya.
So Broly and Crab Hut was 2015?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so and is it, so it's not all seafood now?
No, it's not. We have brought in some other players, other friends for the seafood.
Okay, other players. Right, so where are they located? There's Broly and Crab Hut. Where are they located?
Okay, Broly is located in Menara Felda at the ground floor. So the same on the same road where you can see KLCC Towers. It is a place, like Broly, it means umbrella. So okay, we have 9 concepts under one Broly.
So
that's why we name it Broly.
Yeah. Okay, so and Crab Hut is at?
Oh, and Crab Hut is at Shaftesbury Square in Cyberjaya.
Okay. I want to know later on what's the thinking behind... Okay, what's the thinking behind Crab Hut first?
Okay, Crab Hut is basically the sister restaurant of Crab Factory. However, we have extended the menu to barbecue as well. And we are using this brand to apply for halal certificate and also to expand this brand in terms of licenses or... franchisees.
Okay, so yeah. why did you choose that location? There is a market there.
Well, it's far away from SS2. We have one in KL already. So I think there is a market in terms of Putrajaya and Cyberjaya residences. And if you look at it, there aren't any seafood players in that area.
Okay, never thought of it that way. So, okay, now with Broly, there are 9.
Correct.
9, okay. How big is that space?
Well, you can sit 180 people comfortably, or like we had an event, 400 people standing for an annual dinner.
Right.
So it's a huge space at about 5,000 square feet.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So what are the different concepts you have there?
Okay, the main 4, Crab Factory, where it's Louisiana Seafood Boil, and we have Amber and Barra Barbecue, so you get all the grilled meats and barbecued meats. The next is Novena 9 Pizza and Pasta, where you get our spinach based pizzas. We also have, what's the 4th one? Curry. Yes, okay. Raksasa Mirai Curry Don.
Okay.
So the modern Japanese curry. So these are the 4 main ones. And then we have the 4 supporting acts, Molly Oyster Bar.
Okay.
So you get French oysters and Irish oysters. You have variety where I put in all the small bites and kushiyaki. We have a sweet ending, which is basically
dessert.
The desserts. And the last one is chicken wings. So I called it my wingman.
Okay. So the idea is someone goes in there, it's a buffet spread.
No, it's not a buffet spread. Basically, you sit down, you get a menu that has 8 tabs. And from these 8 tabs, you get all the food choices. The 9th concept that I will talk about is another booklet, which is on my Bang Bang Baller Bar, which is actually a red bus that I've converted into a bar that's situated plop outside Broly.
Okay.
So if you drive past on the main road, you can look in and go, oh, what's that red bus doing there?
Okay.
Yeah, it's an old mini bus, you know, bus scholar that I've converted.
Okay, so there's a minibus, and so, oh, that's a 9th. So basically, so people choose on the menu, there's just this huge space, they can get a variety of food.
Correct.
And this is open when?
August 31st.
August 31st. Yeah. So how have things been? Because after that, the haze came.
Yes, exactly.
So people weren't out in the bus.
Not in the bus. We do have the outdoor area, but we have a huge indoor area. We have private rooms, we have semi-private areas. So people are very comfortable inside. You know,
okay.
Air conditioned, away from the haze.
Okay.
We even had a bloggers bazaar over one weekend when it was hazy and people did come, you know, to buy the pre-loved clothes from the bloggers.
Okay. Yeah. Do you plan to do these sort of things, a lot more of these things?
Yes, we do plan to host events over the weekends. But right now, given that it's December, November and December is a peak period for a lot
everything.
Of annual dinners.
Yeah.
So we are concentrating on that because it is an event space as well.
Yeah.
So we have done maybe about 10 events
already
up to now. Yes.
Okay.
So after January, maybe then we'll look into all the events.
It looks like March, because it's Chinese New Year.
Correct.
Right. So there are too many things happening. It only looks looks like March before the events will start happening again. Correct. But you know, you took 2015 to start the year. You've got your GST. You've got toll hikes. And then you had the haze. You know,
Well, we actually planned expected the GST.
Right, that was expected, okay.
And also like the riot period in June, July.
Yeah.
However, we didn't expect the haze to be so bad
so
this
long,
year and so long. And the two other things that affected Malaysia, the two other bigger issues. Mm. So all of this played a huge role in how it determined how they determine the spending power, the spending habits of people nowadays.
Mm.
So I would be lying if I don't say that, you know, the industry is actually getting a hit because all across all F&B, we are actually suffering because I think the people do not have the comfortability and assurance that they can spend money with, you know, freely like last time.
Mm. Yeah. So you've noticed that?
Yes, definitely.
So that people are more price conscious. Do you think this is a short-term thing? And next year, okay, back to usual again. But 2016, what does that look like?
Well, 2016, I think after a while, people get used to the fact that, you know, if we are importing a lot of our goods, so we'll have to, you know, instead of eating out for 3 days, three times a week, you can still eat out twice.
Mm.
And you have to be very wary about how people are charging or how F&Bs are charging, because some people do take the opportunity to charge higher prices, however, delivering less quality or quantity.
Okay.
So for us, we still hold through to the exact weight system. So we do not skim on weight. We believe that if it's quality that people are after and our clients are about quality, they do come back to us because we do offer quality and taste that are different.
Okay.
To outside, yeah.
All right. So we'll talk about what has been, you know, most challenging, you know, operationally, because from one to two outlets and one that's so huge, we'll discuss that in just a moment. T.Y. Ui from Brolly and Crab Heart and Crab Factory. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It's A La Carte Tuesday and Open for Business. We talk about food. T.Y. Ui from Brolly / Crab Hut / Crab Factory is here. Of course, she's back. The first time we spoke to her, she only had Crab Factory. So 2015 has been opening a flurry of restaurants. T.Y., you know, what has been some of the challenges? You know, I mean, from one outlet and then coming up with three outlets, and then there's one that has, you know, got nine concepts under one roof. Now, what's that like operationally?
Well, fortunately, I have a good team and HR department where they help me along. We also realized that we can't run away from seeking help from foreign workers because at the lower level, at waitressing level, service area, unfortunately, Malaysians are very picky about that kind of work.
Yeah. So the senior staff are still the
locals because they see that it is a career to them. However, younger Malaysians don't find being a waitress or waiter is a career path to them.
Right.
They just want to jump right into a higher
And you
roles.
Can't. You've got to. You have to be able to do all those things before you move up.
Correct.
Yeah. It's called a roadmap to your career.
So apart from HR, in terms of sourcing, because we have now expanded and with huge volume, it has been a bit easier because everything has been all the volume has increased, so it puts me in a better negotiating position. So in that sense, I can negotiate for better prices where I can translate that to savings to my customers.
Okay.
So that's why if you look at Brolly, a lot of people think, oh, Brolly in KL, it must be expensive.
Yeah.
However, when you come in, you go, oh wow, what is happening with the prices? We are one of the cheapest in town with, you know, offering you air-conditioned place, a nice environment to eat in. Because I believe at the end of the day, maybe right now, with the market, the current situation, we need to provide places where it's more affordable. And then you hope that more people come in, you're more banging on the volume play instead of high prices.
Okay, so the exchange rate though, I mean your payment in USD, so that was unexpected.
Very unexpected. And I do buy a lot of things from overseas,
right.
Import them myself or through third parties. it's very hard to gauge how fast it can, you know, drop in terms of ringgit. So sometimes we have to carry stock just to weather through that hard time. So we actually set up a bigger central kitchen. In Broly, we have a walk-in cold room. So some of the things that we import, we keep it for a bit longer in very cold temperature so it can last. At the same time, you know, that is what people do anyway in cold storages. Yeah. So we, instead of having them, we have it ourselves.
Okay. So what was this place before, this 5,000? It's a new building?
It's no, it's not a new building. Manara Felda has been there for a few years now.
Okay.
It's just that the bottom level, the ground floor, has always been vacant. And they've decided that, you know, it's time that they bring in a bigger player to take up the big space. And they really like Crab Factory and the idea of having 9 different concepts under one roof.
Right.
So they had faith in us, and we are very, you know, thankful for that chance to get in there. At the same time, we've always been looking to expand into KL ever since we opened Crab Factory in SS2 anyway.
Okay, yes. So Crab Factory is just running by itself, doing well.
Yes, people are still coming in, you know, for the Louisiana ball, digging in with their hands and still being noisy.
Okay, so what are the promotions you've got? You know, this is the festive season, it's December, it just goes on till February. What's happening? Any promotions?
For Brawley, we do have the Christmas promotion coming up. We will release that next week. We have ongoing promotions for seafood all across 3 brands. We have, you know, in Brawley, because it's so big, we have the Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and happy hour on a daily basis. Or like promotions, just last month, we did, in conjunction with Brawley's grand opening, Crab Factory started, and something that I've always wanted to do is the annual seafood boil.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, we had a long table. We had 288 people sitting down at the same time for about 2 hours, digging into all sorts of seafood. So I'll definitely bring that back next year.
Pure gluttony.
Yes. Pure joy.
Pure joy. Joy. Okay. It is just the season to be jolly.
Yes.
Okay. So what have you got for 2016?
Oh, 2016 will be the year where I would like to expand Crab Factory or Crab Heart.
Yeah.
So we are in the talks with some people who are interested to invest in us. So that is the direction that we are going.
Okay, so franchising, licensing.
Correct.
In Malaysia?
In Malaysia, Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you already have interested parties from overseas as well.
Correct.
The Crab Heart or Crab Factory.
Correct.
Why didn't you call it the same thing?
Okay, well, Crab Factory, as everyone knows, is is pork free.
Okay, but that's because we sell no halal certification. Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
So Crab Heart, we are not selling alcohol. We are going for the halal certification.
Ah.
By having these two brands, you can choose to either have Crab Factory or Crab Heart.
I see.
Yes. Oh. So it's very flexible because you may come from an area and you go, I want to open one in this area, but I would like to sell alcohol.
Right.
Then I would go, I'll suggest that
Crab
you
Factory.
Take Crab Factory.
Yes. Quite smart, are you?
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
All the best for 2016. You'll come back next year to talk some more things, I'm sure. T.Y. Uy from Brawley / Crab Heart, or if you like, Crab Factory.
Thank you.
Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.